Kia ora, this is your Waitea English News. Descendants of those who fought Ōrākau have returned to the site south of Kihikihi this morning to mark the 160th anniversary of the battle. The defending group, drawn from Tūhoe, Ngāti Raukawa, Waikato and Maniapoto, were greatly outnumbered by British forces during the three-day battle, and more than 150 Māori men, women and children died during the retreat from the pā south to the Pūniu River. Kawhia Murahi says in the past decade, the Crown bought the 9.7-hectare property where the battle took place and signed an agreement to return the land to iwi. Legislation to vest the whenua in the names of the tūpuna who fought and fell at Ōrākau will be introduced in the coming weeks. He says the commemoration is a way to remember the Waikato War was a choice of the settler government.
They had an alternative and that they failed to pursue the alternative. And that resulted in a huge dispossession of lands for our people, disconnection to whenua for our people, cultural ethnocide, and I would go as far as to say almost on the brink of genocidal activity and campaign against our people.
Kawhia Murahi says knowing what happened makes going onto the site an emotional experience. The Māori Fisheries Settlement Trust, Te Ohu Kaimoana, has welcomed the government's decision to stop work on legislation to create a huge marine sanctuary around the Kermadec Islands. The move means iwi treaty settlement rights will not be extinguished in FMA 10. At a special general meeting in June last year, iwi voted to reject the sanctuary proposal and instead asked the trust to develop proposals for an indigenous-led approach to a relationship with the Moana. Two wānanga have been held to look at the idea. Te Ohu Kaimoana says in its briefing to the new government, it called for the bill to be withdrawn in favour of jointly designed initiatives for ocean health, but since their appointments, it has had no interactions with either Oceans Minister Shane Jones or Conservation Minister Penny Simmons regarding the bill. Te Tairawhiti MP and former Ngāti Porou East Coast Rugby Chief Executive Kushla Tangari Manuel doesn't believe it's time for a breakaway Māori rugby union, but she wants to see more Māori input in the administration of the national game. Having been part of a review panel which considered greater autonomy for Māori rugby, she says other improvements were tried instead. Since then, New Zealand rugby has come a long way, but it still struggles to fully recognise the contribution of Māori to the sport.
Not only the cultural value that kaupapa Māori bring to the game, but the economic, what sells, our motifs, our Māori designs, all over it. What do people think is synonymous with New Zealand rugby? The haka.
Kushla Tangari Manuel. And that is your Waitea English News for this hour. Tūrou!